I'm Ken Napsok, and this was Daily Thrones, a quick look at the world of Ice and Fire. It has been fun for about a year. I've been able to talk directly to you guys and have your voice and opinions matter and be part of the show and make it something more than even I thought it could be. But unfortunately, there are some changes in direction, and I will not be on anchor on Daily Thrones for right now. It could always be a chance when I come back. We always want to leave the door open to do that, but I feel I owe it to you guys to say that I am not doing this anymore here, and it has been an absolute blast. When I started this a year ago, I was approached by Anchor to do this show, and it seemed easy. I do 10 minutes a day talking into my phone about Game of Thrones, 2 5-minute segments. All right, we're off and running. But what slowly started to happen once I got a handle of how to use this device. And I love the Anchor app, and I love what Anchor's got going on. Make no mistake about that. But I realized it was your voice that was more important than my voice. I was just a moderator for what you guys were doing. So we built up a wonderful collection of regular callers. I want to give a shout out to Eric Monroe, who was the first. There was a time when Eric Monroe's voice was the only voice in general in my queue. And it was Eric and I talking. Eric and I doing daily conversations here almost by ourselves, but the numbers started to grow, and then season 7 hit, and we did great numbers. But with the off season of Game of Thrones 2, that was going to take a dip. I get that. But along the way came regular callers like Kevin over 3 Cocktail Questions, Mark from Mark Talk, Sir Thomas the Tall, special shout out to him, Vic, Billy, Jeff, and many others. I apologize if I'm not going to run down the list, but over the course of this last year, I have got to know you guys because it was like a conversation. It was us talking back and forth, but we also had a lot of listeners, a lot of people checking in on what we were doing. So that is why it's important to me to make this broadcast, to put it out there, let you know that for now, Daily Thrones is done. But I will be looking to continue talking Game of Thrones. You can, if you're listening to me on Anchor but don't follow me elsewhere, I'm no longer at Collider as well, but you can follow the Knapsack Files podcast feed available on iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, Google Play, and iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, among other places. And I'll be doing some Game of Thrones stuff over there, which I had done before. My show, The Night is Dark, with Maude Garrett and Tiffany Smith, and later Michelle Boyd was there, was housed there for a while. That something like that might come back, a different format, and me and Josh Makuka are still working on something more regular, so that's there as well. But again, I love what I did here at Daily Thrones. I love what we built, so I'm not closing the door just for now. Things have changed, and I will not be broadcasting regularly from this feed. So, I still have it. If you want to put in a call, maybe I'll post some final thoughts from you guys. Love to hear from you. That's what I would love. I love to do that. So I'll keep this app. This app will be here, and we can still talk. And I still might pop back in and do some communications with you guys here until I'm ready to set up elsewhere. Again, it's a heavy heart, bittersweet. I hate to announce this, but it is what it is. This business changes. The entertainment business, especially the digital media business, changes. It's constantly evolving, and Anchor was part of that and is part of that. There's still some great things coming with Anchor, so please stay tuned. And if you have a station on here, keep going. Keep working on it. Keep building it. For now, my time is up. Valor Morghulis, all podcasts must die. Valor Doharis, all podcast hosts must serve their listeners. And I hope to serve you guys elsewhere and in the future with more Game of Thrones. It's been great. We'll see you.
Hey, Ken. I just wanted to call in and express my thanks. I know I've said this in text form, but all of us here that are a part of this community are going to miss it dearly. Wherever and whatever you do and wherever you go, I think that we will all follow you. You've built a community for us that many of us have relied on to get through difficult periods in life or things that have popped up. It's been a wonderful escape to be able to call in and have somebody that we respect, like yourself, give their feedback on our thoughts and our opinions, and then to encourage conversation between us, the listeners. Eric, Mark, Vic, Kevin, Jeremy, thinking about as many as I can. Rocky, thinking about as many people as I can. All of these people are wonderful people, and can you arrange this for us? So I just wanted to say a huge heartfelt thank you to you for your time doing this.
Hey, Ken, Kevin Ross. Well, I know that I and the Cocktails will definitely miss you over here at Anchor. And you did a great thing by bringing and starting a conversation about George R. R. Martin's Game of Thrones series and allowing us to just deep dive in a very polite and dignified format. This community has been great. We know you're not gone. We know you're simply transforming into something better. We know that we can find you over the Knapsack Files. We know we can find you, Joseph Grimshaw and Jennifer Landa, over at the Four Center Podcast. We know that you just started doing Twitch, and I would highly recommend you go, everyone on this channel, and subscribers here, go over to Ken Knapsack's channel on Twitch, and we can follow you over there and have an occasional conversation about Game of Thrones. We're going to miss you, buddy. We know you're just leaving temporarily, but we know we can find you. Thanks again.
Hey, Ken, I, of course, have to call in one last time, and I just wanted to thank you because, you know, for just about the past year, I've had just an absolute wonderful, amazing, and just a fun time calling in, talking, you know, talking with you, listening to the other callers' topics and their thoughts. That's been a lot of fun. I'm Twitter friends with a lot of the Daily Thrones community, but, you know, I understand, you know, things happen and you have to move on, but as you know, I will be a fan of yours for life. We're bonded by our love of Stannis Baratheon. You're one of the only people that I can honestly say truly gets it when it comes to that character. And, you know, wherever you go, I will definitely be there. So once again, as for now, anyway, thanks for Daily Thrones. Thanks for everything. Of course, I'll still hit you up on Twitter and all that good stuff. But for now, goodbye, Ken. And goodbye, Daily Thrones.
Much like the ending to the Song of Ice and Fire series that George R. R. Martin says is going to be bittersweet, this is bittersweet, you know, because I do love the show. My own podcast, Mark Talk, would not have happened without Daily Thrones. So, Ken, thank you for that. And thank you for taking the time and conversing with all of us fans, breaking down the theories, talking about the episodes, everything. Thank you for that. Yeah, everyone's right. This is not really a goodbye, but it's just a temporary passing. But I can't wait to see what you got in store for the future, and definitely not going anywhere as far as your fans are concerned. Vala Morghulis, sir.